Blog Talk Radio.
And today we have a very special guest, Greg Cooperstein, who's the president and COO of Wireless Toys. And Wireless Toys offers one-stop shopping for mobile phone service, equipment, and accessories from the top national wireless carriers, as well as regional providers, plus satellite TV and radio offerings from industry-leading DirecTV, Dish Network, and Sirius. As a leader in the wireless and satellite TV industries, Wireless Toys is committed to offering customers the largest variety of cellular and satellite services available in one customer-friendly location, set by knowledgeable and professional wireless experts. Hi, Greg. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning, Greg. Greg, joining me is my co-host, Don Johnson, who's also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And I know, Don, you wanted to say hello to Greg.
Yeah, hi, Greg. We appreciate you coming on the show, of course. And just a quick question I had. Mark and I both love the franchise name, Wireless Toys. How'd that come about?
Very innocently, I believe, legend has it, over a late-night poker game among our founder and some of his original cohorts, trying to capture, you know, the fun and the excitement of the industry, the business, the gadgets, and I think they did a pretty good job.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Very creative. Greg, I want to thank you again for coming on the show today. You know, Don and I were saying earlier, you guys are in such a great industry because of the tremendous growth. Wireless Toys was ranked 202 in the Inc. 500 list of the fastest growing privately held U.S. companies in 2006 and number 63 in Entrepreneur's fastest growing franchises list in 2007. So needless to say, you're doing an excellent job over there. Can you tell the listeners where you're calling from today?
I'm calling from Farmington Hills, Michigan, which is a suburb right outside the Detroit area.
Okay, great. And that's where your headquarters is also, I imagine, Greg, yes?
Indeed, that's where the headquarters are, as well as where the company was founded.
Okay, fantastic. And what were you doing, Greg, before joining Wireless Toys?
Prior, I was the vice president of marketing and franchise development with another franchise, business opportunity, mailboxes, et cetera, for the Canadian division of the company. And as you may know, wireless or mailboxes, et cetera, was acquired by UPS a couple years ago and rebranded the North American chain to the UPS store.
Well, that's fantastic. And that experience, I imagine, helped you as your role today as president for Wireless Toys.
100%.
Yeah, I'm very familiar, Greg, with mailboxes. I've been financing them for years and went through the whole that whole conversion process and helped many people acquire existing shops and start ones up. So that's interesting background you had. Can you describe for us the history of Wireless Toys, Greg?
Absolutely. The company began in 1995 very innocently by a young man at the age of 18. Joe Barbat was our founder and is our founder and chairman currently, and started a pager kiosk inside of his father's video store. And right at that time was the burgeoning beginnings of the cellular part of the wireless industry, and just kind of moved from beepers into the cell phones, and pretty quickly early on determined that you know, being able to offer customers multiple carriers, multiple service offerings, and kind of a range of the different carrier networks in one location, staff with a little bit of expertise and some customer focus was a pretty sound business model. And really, I think the company's growth is in response to being able to offer that one-stop nature of shopping for your wireless needs, staffed by some people that really get geeked up about the product and again, try to make it fun for the consumer.
Right. It's interesting. You don't often hear that the founder of a company is 18 years old.
Yeah, it really was remarkable, and I guess more remarkable was at the time in the industry, it was a very exclusive model, and if you were to be a wireless retailer, you really only could rep one national carrier's product, and so I believe at the age of 19, he went out and negotiated non-exclusive contracts with some of the emerging leading national wireless providers.
That's incredible.
Right, like Verizon, a major player? Yeah.
Absolutely.
How would you describe the Wireless Toys franchise system, Greg?
Culturally, it's really a bunch of aggressive, hungry, upbeat, fun, forward-thinking people that really want to try to create something special, not only for themselves, but within the industry. And then structurally, we really replicate the functions of a national retail organization with marketing teams. teams, operations teams, training teams to make sure that we're building the knowledge base and confidence and skill set of our retail units.
That's right. Is there an ideal location, Greg, for wireless toys?
Because of the just sheer size of the industry, we're really not limited geographically to any, different parts of the country. Our real estate strategy really rests on the cornerstone of being at a corner in an end cap with a busy intersection, which is a translation for we really like the visibility. We're really proud of our retail storefront and kind of the image it portrays. So we try to get some high visible corners that make it easy for folks to find us and come in and do business with us.
That's great. Yeah, and I know you guys also provide site selection, lease negotiation assistance for, prospective franchisees as well.
Absolutely.
That's great. I saw the numbers, Greg. I mean, the numbers were overwhelming when I was, looking at the industry. How big of an industry are we talking about here?
It really takes a moment to get your head around it, but fundamentally, at last count, 80% of the population walking around in the U.S. is walking around with a wireless device.
Right.
That translates to about $130 billion in annual revenue industry-wide. And ironically, retail drives some 85% of all wireless business out there. So, just the magnitude is pretty much everybody, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Absolutely. It's difficult, I imagine, to keep up with these numbers because they are constantly changing, Greg. I saw, from 2005 to 2006, I think it was like a 25% change as far as, I think it was sales went, but it's just the numbers are just changing so rapidly.
And then what even further drives it is the younger age of the new entrants into the market. And then even on the other end of the spectrum, the older age of the folks that, really had a difficult time kind of understanding the technology or the business. It's an everyday tool for young and old alike.
Right. Communications is just, it helps my business. Being able to reach someone on their cell phone as opposed to just leaving a message on, their home number. So,
right.
It's now a necessity. It's whereas maybe it started out as just being something, nice to have. But I imagine, Greg, that just constant upgrades in technology. Now, I recently, my wife and I got a Verizon phone. You can take pictures, do all kinds of things. I imagine the turnover, the increase in technology helps your industry because people want to always upgrade their phones in like a year or two or a few years. That's really the case, and that helps your business, right?
It's a natural built-in cycle, 100%. And, the contract is a finite time. So the vast majority of the market at any one time is going to be back in market either to upgrade a rate plan, to upgrade a handset, and even more so today is really to upgrade into a lot of the new features, functionality of the devices, whether it be the email capabilities. Many of the phones now really are cameras with a phone put on them. A lot of the gaming content, MP3 player capability, and really that's just the beginning. So yes, it's a frequently upgrading and updating industry by nature.
Right, absolutely. One of the questions Don and I like to ask, Greg, is what's been one of the most interesting things that have happened to you, since joining Wireless Toys? Anything stand out?
I guess two things kind of stand out more on a personal note. One is our founder and chairman, Joe, just this past year was recognized by Ernst & Young as the Great Lakes Region Entrepreneur of the Year, which was a tremendous honor and something that we all company-wide kind of wore with pride.
Right.
And then earlier this year, the executive team here entrusted me with the opportunity to evolve from the vice president of marketing to my current role as president and chief operating officer would be two big milestones as I look back on an exciting year.
That's fantastic.
Right. And congratulations on that.
Yeah.
I guess the founder's now about 30. Is that right?
At
that age to win that type of award is impressive, too.
Unquestionably, he's a special cat.
That's right. Amazing.
What types of characteristics make a successful wireless toys franchisee, as you feel, Greg? I imagine there's a type of franchisee you target and who you feel will be successful operating the business.
100%, and you know, mostly it's in the soft skills. You know, we really look for folks that are self-motivated, really have a enthusiasm, passion, or excitement for the industry itself is really important, and being able to translate that to your team and the customers coming in. You know, the commitment to building the company nationwide and not necessarily just in a 2-3 mile radius around a single point in the country. And skill set wise, you know, really the ability to do two things. One, be a multitasker. There's a lot that goes on not only within the industry but within a typical day on the retail footprint, to be sure. And you gentlemen already touched upon it, just the evolutionary nature of the industry, the commitment to just continuous learning, continuous education, just continuous, I really need to stay up on this, and then be able to translate that to the team that I have on my retail carpet are really some of the traits and skills that really stand out for our system.
So you don't require someone to have prior business ownership or maybe a lot of sales experience?
It's definitely a plus, but by no means a requirement. I think fundamentally the nature of franchising is, regardless of your background, overnight you really need to become about an 8 different hat wearer, from a human resources manager to a financial business manager to a marketing manager and all the other requisite skill sets. So definitely the ability to sell and be real outgoing and personable as personality traits are certainly very important. But you know what, at the same time, so are the ability to identify great talent, to lead people, and to, you know, financially manage a complex financial business.
Now, say someone had all those skills and they were 18 years old, would you let them in?
I don't know if it's a question of, quote, let them in. If we felt that they had all the skills, they had the financial wherewithal and some support around them from maybe some more mature family or associates, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they definitely embody the get geeked up about the technology bit and, really being energetic and, enthusiastic about trying to create something special. So we would by no means rule it out.
Right. And it sounds like, too, Greg, you know, there's people who enjoy, working with technology, too, or people that enjoy also working in that, retail environment, where, customers are kind of sort of also coming to them as well, seems like a good match, for wireless toys as well, as in addition to, the managerial skills and also strong interpersonal skills, communication skills and things like that, so.
Right, liking the business, having a passion, I guess, Marty, is what
right.
You're touching on there, yeah.
And while not 18, I would say the median age of our franchise system is probably in the high 20s, age-wise, just to you gentlemen's point. And
that's interesting. That's definitely below average for franchise owners. I get a lot of people call us during their mid-20s. Usually we always want them, like you mentioned, Greg, to have some type of family involved with their financing, because at that age, usually there's not, they just lack business experience and, and business credit built up and so forth. But that's interesting that the average age in the
right.
20s.
And it makes sense, too, I think, Greg and Tom, because, that audience or that age anyway is probably more technologically savvy, so you can say. They've embraced technology, whereas sometimes maybe like an older audience
right.
are more afraid of it, so.
Oh, yeah, kids today that age is, 8, 9, 10, so by the time someone's in their late 20s, they've had, 15, 20 years of, dealing with technology and, probably been using the phone over, 10 years as well.
Absolutely.
Or more, yeah.
That's interesting. Greg, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.